It is time now for Wonderful Water, our monthly check-in with OWASA, the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. OWASA.org is their website, OWASA.org. Go there for more information. Joined on the phone today by a very special guest, Ed Kerwin, who has been OWASA's executive director for the last 24 years. He took over in 1996, just the second executive director that OWASA has ever had, and he is stepping down after a long, long tenure on the job. Ed, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, for sure.
So, first of all, congratulations on your retirement. It's been 24 years. How did you know that the time was right?
Yeah, I've heard that question quite a bit over the last year. And, you know, for me personally, I love my job as much today as I did 24 years ago. Great people I work with, great community we serve. And so for me personally, I don't know if there would ever be a good time for me to leave my dream job. But stepping back and looking at it from OWASA's perspective, I do think it's a good time for transition. We have a talented and dedicated staff. We have a very smart and engaged board of directors. And OWASA is really well positioned for the future. So I just think the time is right for the organization as well as for me personally. As much as I hate to leave the team here, I know that the organization is, as I said, really well positioned for the future.
What brought you to the job in the first place?
Well, that's a really good question. So, and I'll give you a bit of a history lesson for me. So I grew up in Howard County, Maryland, in between Baltimore and Washington. Grew up working on my grandfather's farm. And when I graduated from high school, I was pretty clueless about what I wanted to do. And a fellow I played baseball with worked at the county's wastewater treatment plant, thought I might like it, applied for a job, got hired as a wastewater treatment plant operator. And I really, really enjoyed that work. Of all the jobs I've had, I think that's still one of my favorite jobs I've had in my career as a wastewater treatment plant operator. A wastewater treatment plant's just a fascinating combination of physical, chemical, and biological treatment processes. And you really get a sense of accomplishment when you see the dirty water come into the treatment plant and it leaves sparkling clean. There's a lot of satisfaction in that kind of job well done. Anyway, I advanced my career as a wastewater plant operator. I worked for a couple different county governments, Howard County and Anne Arundel County in the central part of Maryland, operating and running wastewater treatment plants. And then our family, we moved to South Florida, and I worked for Broward County, Florida, on the southeast coast for almost 12 years before coming to OWASA. And my responsibilities initially was running the county's large regional wastewater treatment plant, and over time, my responsibilities grew to include drinking water services, water resources, and even ran a solid waste division for a short period of time. But what attracted me to OWASA was not only the great area to raise my growing family, I was really attracted to OWASA's governance structure and also as a utility, which is a regional provider. As you know, Aaron, we provide water, wastewater, and since 2009, reclaimed water services to the towns of Carbaryl and Chapel Hill in southern Orange County and to UNC and UNC Hospital. So
awesome.
It was just a great opportunity, and the last 24 years of my career has just been fantastic working here.
Now I'm curious. You've worked in Maryland, you've worked in Florida, you worked here. Are there unique regional or geographic challenges with wastewater in one place versus another, or is it pretty similar from place to place?
On the wastewater side, it is very, very similar, but on the drinking water side, it can be quite different. You know, for instance, in South Florida, our drinking water came from groundwater wells all near the coast of Fort Lauderdale and that area. Whereas here in OWASA, you know, the source of our drinking water starts as rainfall in either the Cane Creek or University Lake watersheds. Those watersheds are highly protected by our local governments. So on the drinking water side, there can be regionally quite a bit of difference. But on the wastewater side, it is very similar throughout the country.
Speaking with Ed Kerwin, stepping down as executive director of Owassa after 24 years on the job. And obviously, our community has changed a lot in the last 24 years, and Owassa's had to keep up with and stay ahead of those changes. What have been some of the key challenges that you faced, and how has Owassa managed it?
Yeah, so if you turn the clock back to 1996, I was here only 2 months when Hurricane Fran hit and devastated our area. And at the time, Owassa, like a lot of the water utilities in the region, were not well equipped with backup generators at all the key facilities. And what we did in response was, of course, make the investments in generators, backup power, and you know, since the late 90s, you know, our key facilities are all powered when needed with backup generators, and we've weathered ice storms and snowstorms and other bad hurricanes. And when the power goes out, we do keep our facilities running now because of the investments made. And in the late 90s, early 2000s, the Chapel Carbaryl area was in very steady growth mode, and we also saw very steady growth in water sales and the amount of wastewater we needed to treat. So we were tasked with making sure we had sufficient capacity in both our drinking water and wastewater treatment plants to meet that need, and also to make sure we were renewing and replacing the infrastructure, you know, that was getting older and older, and we wanted to make sure, you know, our services were reliable. Two severe droughts, as you may recall, in 2001, 2002, 2007, 2008, that showed how vulnerable we were to long and sustained droughts. And again, we responded to that. The community responded in a great, powerful way in making better use of water resources, great conservation. Owassa partnered with the university to build and put online in 2009 a reclaimed water system, and which now meets 30 to 40% of UNC Hospital's water demand is met with highly treated reclaimed water from our Mason Farm wastewater treatment plant. So that was a huge investment. We also worked to acquire land where rock is being mined out Highway 54, several miles outside of Carbaryl, and a permit was obtained, and that is building a future water storage tank for us. The community needs rock, but mining is going to stop in 2030, and then we'll use that large tank, if you will, to store highly protected water from our Cane Creek watershed. So in other words, during times of year when our Cane Creek reservoir may be full and overflowing, we'll be able to pump and divert some of that water to refill what we call the Corey Reservoir. So that's a really important future water supply strategy for the community.
And then keep going with that, because, you know, obviously we're becoming a more dense population in terms of developments and population moving in. The size of the town geographically isn't getting any bigger. So what does that mean for Owassa's plans in the future, not just the availability of water, but just the infrastructure and everything else? How is this affecting you, and what is Owassa going to be doing to meet those needs down the road?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's impacting us in a very positive way. When I first started in the late 90s, you know, the area was still growing, a lot of single-family homes, development, urban sprawl, if you will, whereas development over the last decade or so has been much higher density around transportation corridors. And that's really great from Owassa's perspective, because we already have existing water and wastewater lines in this area, so it makes better use of the existing infrastructure. And also, higher density development uses less water per capita. And so, again, it's making really smart use of the water resources. So the way the community is growing now, I think, is very smart. And again, it just makes really good use of our local water, wastewater resources.
Speaking with Ed Kerwin again, stepping down as executive director of Owassa after 24 years on the job. And you've got one of those jobs where whenever people hear from you on the news, it's because something has gone wrong or something has happened that needs to be addressed. So I've spoken with you before on really stressful days, but what have been some of your best memories of working at Owassa?
Well, by far, what I'm most proud of is the folks I work with. As I said, we have such a dedicated and talented team. It's a great group, so I'm really proud of our employees, our most important resources. But I'm really proud of the Chapel Carbaryl community. This is amazing. We are selling the same amount of drinking water today as we sold 30 years ago. So even though we've grown, 50% or more, and it's because people are using less water. We're using water more wisely. I've mentioned the reclaimed water system with the university, which was a big leap forward in our water supply strategy. So I'm really, really proud of our team. I'm proud of the community. It's been just a fantastic accomplishment.
Todd Taylor is going to be stepping in for you as executive director. He's been general manager of operations, or you hired him as general manager of operations 7 years ago, so you've worked with him really closely. Tell us about Todd Taylor. What's he going to be like as executive director?
Yeah, I have had the pleasure to work very closely with Todd for 6.5 years or more in his capacity leading our operational departments. And I know Todd would be the first to tell you the most important thing going for him is the team here. So he's got a great team to support him, and Todd will do a really, really good job, I'm confident. And there will be certainly challenges to be faced. You know, we are updating our 50-year water supply plan, and so we're doing our best, working closely with the towns and university to anticipate what population might be in place 25, 40, 50 years from now, how much water and wastewater services may be needed, and how to most cost-effectively and reliably meet that. So I know Todd and the team here will be engaging the community later this calendar year to share our ideas about that 50-year plan and to invite the community's feedback. And another challenge is, since COVID-19, of course, it's had a devastating impact on our community and the country and the world, really. You know, our water sales have dropped between 10% and 15%, and you know, we're a $40 million a year business. We're funded almost entirely by monthly water and sewer bills that folks pay, and so having 10% to 15% less revenue, you know, it certainly has an impact on us. And of the $40 million, about half of it is spent to run our facilities, pay our employees, and the other half, $20 million or so, is reinvested in renewing and replacing the infrastructure. So there's going to be this tug between the need of continued investment in the utility and to keep the rates, you know, affordable. So that will be, you know, a challenge for the OWASA staff and the OWASA board moving forward. But again, I know we got the right people in place, and they'll do a great job with it.
There is still ongoing work going on right now. Tell us about the project at Cameron and Columbia.
Well, that's a good example of renewing and replacing aging infrastructure and doing it in a way before there's significant failure and impact to the community. So there is an aging water line in that part of town, in that part of campus, and we have broken that project into two chunks right now, since the traffic is a little less and the inconvenience would be a little less. You know, we're doing some initial work in Cameron now to replace a portion of that pipe, and then later this year we'll be replacing the rest of it. But you know, that's just a great example of the work OWASA has been doing to renew and replace aging infrastructure. You know, OWASA, we have over 800 miles of pipe in the Carbaryl Chapel Hill community. That's enough to go from here to Chicago, and it's kind of hard to get your mind around the scope of that, since our community is not all that large in area, but there is a whole lot of infrastructure under the ground, out of sight, and we also want to keep out of mind, right, by making sure that those water pipes and those pipes that carry wastewater are doing their job and doing it reliably.
Speaking with Ed Kerwin, and we got to wrap up, but as we do, what are your final thoughts? What's in store for you? What's in store for OWASA?
Well, I know OWASA and the community's future is very bright. I know I've said it multiple times, but so proud of the team here. And I know the community will continue to be successful. And for me personally, you know, I came here with 3 kids, and now I have 5 grandkids. Fortunately, they're all in the area, so I'm not going anywhere. And I look forward to to being engaged in the community and just enjoying life with my family and all my friends here at Owosso and elsewhere.
Wonderful Water, as always, brought to you in partnership with Owosso. Find out more at owasa.org, owasa.org. Ed, congratulations on a well-deserved retirement. Thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure and my honor. Thank you so much.